had to reminisce there for a couple of minutes. See what you were saying. This is a tape I got a while back, I guess. That wasn't me. That's the guy next door making tapes. No. There we go. See if this is recording better now. It should be. While I put my 45 back together again. No, I was just reminiscing on that old tape you sent me a while back. Which this one is, just listening to it. I didn't see a single chain anywhere near the bed the whole time I was there. And consequently, you see what happened. So, you better get a chain next time. Because I ended up just leaving you again. I know it's terrible, isn't it, sweetheart? But, well... I don't know. Soon. Very, very soon. As soon as I get my 45 together, that's right, soon. Yeah. Alright, just a second. I waited until I spent my first night back in the country to read that letter you sent me in the pictures. I have to admit, I have the most tolerant wife in the world. She must be. She just must be. There's no other way to put it. Last night in the country, there I am playing with my guns. I didn't even think about it at the time. Just, yes, dear. You know my problem, don't you, sweetheart? There we go. Okay, I got my gun all back together. No, it's just... Oh, yes. I could... Just then, I could imagine how you felt. Well... Yes, dear. But you have to admit, I didn't really mess around a whole lot. As a matter of fact, I can only recall... Maybe a total of 6 hours that we were separated during the entire 14 days. Did you know that? I just dawned on me, you know, the whole time I was there. Every hour, I didn't take one single bath alone. The only time that we weren't together was that one time that you went out to your mother's house. And I stayed at mine. That was the only time, I think, that we were separated. Except, of course, for the times that you were making trips into the kitchen to fetch Dr. Peppers and what have you, during commercials. I really didn't get to have you fetch as many Dr. Peppers as I'd planned on it, actually. I was going to drink a lot more. I can't believe I actually ran off and left some undrunk. And then they didn't have any all the way back here. And I haven't had a Dr. Pepper since I left home, so you be sure and save those for me. Okay? In Lycay, you could get Dr. Peppers, but in Song Bay, you can't. And another thing, I don't know whether I can get Osman a jacket or not, because the lady that made those, she just does that on her own, you know. Out of our sheets, the inside of your jacket, or the outside, yeah, it's the outside that's the camouflage. Well, that's our poncho liners. That's what we sleep under, are those things. They are both warm and cool, because they're Dacron or something like that. But, anyway, she makes those in Lycay. And, obviously I'm not back in Lycay now, so I don't know whether I can get one, but I'll try to get one. see what I can do. And as soon as you send me your measurements and tell me that it's okay to spend the money, I'll get you your suede jacket. Or maybe I ought to go to Ben Juan and send you the blank and let you fill in your own dimensions. Fill in your dimensions. Do you want to fill in your dimensions, sweetheart? Now, just when you, as soon as you let me know, send me your dimensions, your measurements. You know what they are. You know how they measure it. They measure the length of your, what, don't you know how? They do it the same way here that you all do it back in the world, I'm sure. But be sure when you do, be very explicit, like you measure sleeve length either from the shoulder seam or from the center of the back of the neck, you know, on sleeve length, and be sure you write down exactly what it is. So if there is any difference, we can work that out, say, okay? Okay. And, be sure and let me know how long you want it from, say, you know, the height of the collar down to the back, and all the dimensions that you want it. How long you want the sleeves, and how big around you want it at the bottom, at the, you know, around the middle. I don't know. I didn't really see any particular women's style jackets, but with hippie clothes, there really isn't any sex to them. You know, they just kind of hang there any way they happen to arrive. That's not my idea, of course, but, you know. And as soon as you okay it, I will also get, what was I going to get? Oh, yeah, the bush jacket. Thought about getting a bush jacket the first time, but I couldn't get one right away. Although I like my fringy jacket better, really. Bush jacket is a little bit too much. I don't think it's really me, but I don't know. I'll go back and take another look at them. I still haven't ordered any stereo stuff because I still haven't really solidly decided. I found out Pioneer makes one size bigger speakers, and I may buy one size smaller tape deck. But first you've got to tell me for sure that the amplifier got home safe and sound. Got to know that. Because if it didn't, I don't know. Although, generally fourth class mail, it goes by boat, and it does take a while. So, it'll probably arrive, I'm sure. Just hope it arrives in good condition, because the box I sent it in, the styrofoam was already partially cracked. You know, it cracked once on arrival from Japan to me, see. And I had to use it over again to send it out again, which wasn't really a good idea, but I taped it up as good as I could and hoped that it'll be all right. But when you get it, just check it out. If it doesn't have any dents in it, and, you know, it's not busted through one corner or something like that, you can be pretty sure that it's in good shape. You really won't need to turn it on because you can't turn it on. You know why you can't turn it on? Because I have a very important part out of it called a fuse and a voltage selector knob. So don't get upset if that's not in the box, because I have it right here with me in dear old Vietnam. That's to keep you from messing with it. That's really to keep John from messing with it. But because, see, it has such high voltage outputs that you can blow it real easy if you hook it up wrong. It is somewhat fragile in a certain respect that way, so I rendered it inop. If it is dented or messed up in some manner, if it is, I don't know what I'll do. If it is, let me know, and I'll file an insurance claim on it. I still have the little insured package, and it's insured for $200, because that's the most you can insure anything for. Let's see, what else? I can't really think of anything to say right now, but I'm bound to determine. I can't make an X-rated tape because, I don't know, I just don't feel like it. But, five times, Joanne? Really? Five times? That is somewhat remarkable, I think. Scientifically, it's always been possible, of course, but still it is somewhat unusual. Five times in one night. You're just a very sexy girl, I guess, right? da-dum. But, my mind went blank just a minute. Charlie must be out flying, today or something. I'm sure he'll be over tonight. So I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna discontinue this tape here, and, I'll take it over to Charlie's house tonight, or get Charlie to come over here tonight, or something. And, I'll have him say a few words, and we may say a few words together. You just never can tell what we're going to do, so, we'll see you in a few minutes. Or, you know, the next click, you should hear Charlie Adams.
You can say hi to everybody, and then I'm going to drag you off to bed.
Sounds, pretty strong. Well, I can't seem to get Charlie and the tape together, so I'm going to finish this one up and send it off to you today anyway. Today is the 20th. I got your first letter today. I'm kind of amused at you because, you were talking about the pictures that we took of each other in our radiant nudity. All this time, people kept telling me that women, girls, females weren't interested in the sight of nude men. All of a sudden, I found out the truth, eh? Well, maybe not as much, but, it helps anyway. Well, I didn't fly today. Charlie had Officer of the Guard last night. And I was over there till about 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 or so. Slept till noon, or one, I can't remember which. And, went over to the PX and bought some groceries. I sure did like having a PX handy. It really is nice. They had a big, stereo receiver. Amplifier and teak tape deck over there. A lot of real fancy stuff. I imagine it'll probably be sold pretty quick. But I was kind of surprised that they'd have it over there. I think I'll just wait a while on buying my stuff. Wait till I can get ready to go home. I know what I'll do. As soon as the amplifier gets there, you let me know what date it arrived. See, and I know what day I sent it. I sent it on the 20th. then we'll be able to figure out exactly how long it takes. You know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, or what. And then tonight I'll know how early to order my stuff, so it'll be there when I get home. But then, of course, I don't know exactly when I'll be home either. I can guess it within a 2 month period. Not sooner than April 22nd, and not later than June 22nd. Yeah, you said in your letter that you wouldn't have any trouble making the last 4 months here. Today is what? I think I told you once. I turned off the light, but I think it's the 20th. Isn't that what I said it was a minute ago? Yeah, it is the 20th. I remember now. In 2 more days, I will roll by another month. Wouldn't that be great? 7 down. 3 to 5 to go. Yeah, he's doing 3 to 5 in Vietnam for getting drafted. I was talking to a recruiting sergeant the other night, a re-up sergeant, and boy, he was gung-ho Army, you can't beat it, and all this kind of stuff. Actually, you can. I sure would like to get into the Air Force. I wouldn't have any doubt about making an Air Force career. But, I don't know. Army bases in the U.S., I think, are just about as good as Air Force bases in the U.S. It's just that when the Army goes overseas, they live like pigs. Is the only problem, say. So, I don't know. I've got to get me a chart on wages and what have you. Find out how close a CW4 comes to making what a lieutenant colonel makes. I'm sure it's not as much, but it should be pretty close. Nice thing about being a warrant officer is you don't have anything to do or anything to worry about except flying. And that, you don't fly more than 80 hours a month. Actually, staying a warrant officer, flying maybe 80, 90 hours a month for the next 20 years and then retiring, didn't really sound too bad to me. Of course, I won't even be flying that much later on. The only trouble with staying a warrant officer, if I stay in, is that they always end up as safety officers or something like that. Just about guarantee yourself a good stretch at all the aviation posts at one time or another within the next 20 years. It'd be Fort Belvoir, Fort Rucker, Fort Walters, and Hunter Stewart. You never have to worry about going to such glory holes as Fort Polk, or Fort Bragg, or any of those infantry places. I don't even want a commission in the infantry branch. If I could get into transportation or, you know, something groovy like that, that'd be all right. But, Not a combat service. They're just too rough, too rank, too noisy, too much of everything. No place to make a career. I'd really like to get in a JAG office, to tell you the truth. But, I don't know. I'm still toying with the idea. It all depends on how mad they make me between now and the time I derose. Although, I don't really see how it can ever be any worse than it is right this very minute. There is no possible way it could ever be worse than it is right now. Right? And we really haven't got much to worry about right now. My living conditions are pretty rank. You don't really have a place to live this time. Oh, me, I don't know. But wherever we go, we're going to have a farmhouse out in the country where we hang rifles out the windows. That's for sure. We'll have a long silence here while I think about something else to say. I must not be as good a talker now as I used to be. That's because, really, there's nothing going on. I saw a good movie last night. Called The Lost Continent. Which was science fiction, kind of. But it had a lot of good drama in it and good acting, which is unusual. Anytime they make a good science fiction movie, you know, without a bunch of corny monsters and stuff, they generally do a pretty good job of it, you know. But this one was. This is about a tramp steamer that was owner... Captain had an illegal cargo, and he ran out of an island, a Caribbean island somewhere, and you know, didn't go in through customs or anything, just took off, blockade runner or whatever you'd call him. I don't know what it was. I'd say it was about modern times, you know. 50, 60, but he had a cargo of phosphorus H, which explodes when it gets wet, you know, and a bunch of escapees from life had an alcoholic and a girlfriend and an abortionist and, you know, the kind of people that are running all their lives, a con man. And they got tied up in a hurricane, drifted out to sea someplace that they was uncharted. Wasn't really an island. They were kind of on this floating reef of seaweed. Got hung up. There were a bunch of ships that had been there for 200 and 300 years, and their ancestors were still there. And it was pretty weird. It's a good movie, though. Well, let's see, what else has happened? Oh yeah, and then I saw the tail end of last summer. Remember the one where the two boys and two girls, and the seagull, and you know, the teeny boppers. It was really a pretty good movie. Saw it again. Well, I saw the tail end, just the last scene of it, you know, the last... few scenes, the rape scene. Saw it stoned, which was extra nice. Charlie and I were out driving around in the Jeep last night. It sure was nice, you know. We get in a Jeep, and I always say something, you know, real cool, like, well, let's go to Kip's and get a hamburger, a Big Mac. Humpty Dumpty or something like that, you know. He says, okay, and you can put it both on my bill. We just get, you know, just rapping away like that. And, you know how Charlie and I are. I was just checking out to see if it's coming through loud and clear, and it seems to be. Yeah, okay, everything's set right. My microphone's developed a little rattle inside it. I don't know what it is. It didn't used to be there, I don't think. But anyway, yeah, I told you I got a letter from you today. That was nice. So, I don't know, you probably started writing. I wrote you the second day I was back over here. I wrote you a letter on the plane. Believe it or not. And I left it on the plane when I changed planes in San Francisco. I guess, I don't know, I couldn't find it. So you won't get the first one because it never did get mailed. But I'll tell you what I said in it, actually. I was just admiring the stewardesses, you know, and just, you know, kind of talking about them, how crummy the airline services were on the flight once we left Hawaii. You know, the service just kind of all falls apart. They quit trying to be nice because you're in the Army. But anyway, I've decided I'm not going to fly Pan American anymore. They, really a crummy airline. Stick to Braniff. I don't know. American is usually, well, it used to be pretty good. I'd really prefer Braniff, but they don't go far enough west to pick me up. I lose United and American, I think, that are the transcontinental airlines. I guess it doesn't really make much difference. The prices are all the same. Although the Braniff girls are the flashiest ones of the bunch. The American Airlines ones are the most conservative one of the bunch. Well, I don't know what's wrong with me. All my joints hurt. Every single one of them. Must be from sleeping on this crummy cot or something. I don't know. I'm going to get me a bed before very long. We were supposed to leave this place March the 1st. So I hear. Which should be interesting. We'll probably move into tents someplace. Like Benoit?
Yeah.
And then you'll never see me again. I mean, the, you know, the people in the company area. Because they don't ever see me anyway. I either stay in my hole over here, which is over in the EM section. There's no officers around here. Well, I'm over at first of the ninth, they're asleep. And so they never see me. The only time they've seen me in the 6 hours that I flew the other day. Charlie and I are going to go up one of these days together. You know, on a test flight for his bird or something like that. You know, just fly around traffic pattern. Goof off. I'm still bound and determined to get you up in a helicopter. One of these days, I'm going to give you a helicopter ride, sweetheart. Do you want to go for a helicopter ride? Yeah, and I'll take you up for a helicopter ride sometime. Sometime soon. Well, it looks like my tape is getting kind of short, so I'll say goodbye for now. and I love you, and I'll write you tomorrow, and thanks for the letter, and see you soon. Goodbye. I wish I could do it again. Oh, me. But, I hope you're not too bored with this tape, because I'm just, you know, kind of rattling on. This is, you know, you told me to write a chill letter and let you know I was all right and everything. Well, everything is all right. The aircraft we fly over here, I was surprised. We only have 4 of them, but they're all brand new birds, you know, which is nice. But, we got 4 slicks and 6 loaches or something.